What's going on, guys? Mad Hopper is back.
Months away.
Months. Took a little hiatus. It was Lent, after all. You can't really drink.
40 days and 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights. Yeah. Actually, Drew did. You did take a little time off,
right?
I did.
I cycle.
Right. We claim to be a weekly podcast, not so much.
Maybe monthly.
We're really just an excuse to get together and drink. So today's special night, we actually have a guest in the house. This is the first guest from the show. We want to welcome the brother-in-law. So if you have been following us along, I'm pretty sure he's made at least a mention in every single podcast. We're going to have to go back through our podcast
and check it out. Whether beer or hockey related.
Yes. So welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen.
and we can thank him for our first beer here.
Go ahead.
Do the honors.
Yeah, crack that open. So we want to do a special show here. We're actually going to crack open King Julius from Treehouse. So the brother-in-law had the great fortune of snagging this.
Did you go up there and get it?
I did not. I had a mule pick it up.
Excellent.
Which was an experience, right? There an issue? Why don't you tell a little bit of the story? Yeah, you'll appreciate this.
So when I mule, I generally calculate out exactly what I want, how much it's going to cost, and
he's a numbers guy.
I am a numbers guy. Because my wife would be a little pissed depending on how much I spend, so I try to be be as economical as humanly possible. And so get the delivery, and I'm going through, and by the numbers, I'm like, something does not add up here. I'm missing probably 11 beers. So I speak to the person who picked it up, and he says, "Oh yeah, no,
The mule
who shall remain nameless says, "No, I got everything on the list, everything you asked
for. Good.
It's all good. I got the whole thing." So I went through, and I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I paid for exactly what I was expecting, but I'm definitely missing some beers." So I go back through, do all the numbers, and I realize that I'm missing, in fact, 8 treats and some other goodies. Contact Treehouse. They're fantastic human beings. They offered to hold the beers for me on the side if I could make it back up there.
So Treehouse messed up.
I don't know what happened. There's some speculation that either Treehouse screwed up or...
This is a forensic files.
Or my mule left the extra small case...
In his house.
No. Because to Treehouse, they do everything... They know exactly how much is in their hopper. They know how many beers they have. So they were able to go back, check the order, and realize they had too many beers. And they said, "Yeah, you're right. Like, we had too much." And so they refunded the money and, went back.
I was surprised, right? Because Treehouse, you're at that level that's good customer service.
Well, number one, that's awesome. They kind of have to be with how under a microscope like Treehouse are.
Yeah.
But I imagine... That hopper system, you'd probably see, or at least the accountability system, you'd see in any brewery that's that caliber as far as notoriety. I mean, people fly into Massachusetts
exactly how many beers they have by the case. So have to know exactly at the end of the day, because they populate it on the website, so they've got to know exactly how many beers.
Guys, you can smell this. As soon as you cracked it open, I mean, it was a bold, bold smell. What are you smelling there? And the color is beautiful.
It's dark. It's definitely, I would say, there's definitely a little bit more brown into a regular Julius. A Julius itself, at least from the ones I remember, were like a bright, vibrant orange.
Yes.
This is definitely heavier looking.
Yep, and we're going to drink the Julius next, so let's go ahead and give this a try.
That's sweet. It's very juicy. Super juicy and smooth as all.
It's a smooth, I think that's the thing that really surprises
you. See, that isn't a smooth for 8.2. That's dangerous smooth, is what.
And
that
that's usually the highlight of Treehouse beers.
Yeah.
No matter the alcohol, they're smooth as all can be.
Yeah.
What is the story behind this King Julius?
Yeah. What's the difference here? I'm Treehouse guy. Let's hear it. Is it a hype train thing? We're gonna brew it once a year to make people want it more. Is there a special?
Brewed twice a year, or it's very limited?
Very
right?
limited, and they don't announce. They never announce on the website when it is.
You kind of have to be there when it comes out.
It's a special secret announcement.
Like very hazy the same, or very hazy, or haze for a while before? I remember the first time I had Treehouse with my brother-in-law Todd, who lives from, what is it, Monson? Was their original?
Yep.
So he lives in Westboro, 20 minutes from Monson. So he was going out to Treehouse, like, we're talking 6 years ago.
This is before, like,
before the new Treehouse was built.
And they're already expanding that place.
So when he was going out to there, you got Julius, Green,
yeah,
Hayes, Alter Ego, and the stout they had was That's What She Said.
Yeah, which I had the other day.
And how was which it? It's a milk stout.
I'm not a stout guy,
it's
so.
It's as simple as can be, yeah. But it's a very drinkable stout. But there were those five beers. That was all you got.
That was it, yep.
So.
But not even that. What was the ration that you could get? One can?
I remember on the big release, so Hayes, you could get like a 4 or 6 at the most. Julius and Green, you could get 12 cans each.
Okay.
But those were their flagships.
Yeah, and they still are.
And I mean, I'll be honest, every single one from, what is it, Tornado,
Hurricane,
to Super Typhoon I had the other day. The four I got were Alter Ego.
The Alter Ego or the Alter Ego?
Yeah, Alter Ego.
doubled? Is the green and the Alter Ego?
There's so many variations. There was another one, Doppelganger. So yes. I had Doppelganger, Super Typhoon, Alter Ego, and Sap. Those were the four that I got from them.
Sap was, I think, the first Treehouse beer I ever had.
But the thing about it is, out of all variations, and this is a delicious beer.
They all taste the same.
Not even they all taste the same. If you drink too much of them,
yeah,
they all start to taste similar because they're very decadent beers.
Yeah.
There's nothing light about them. And I'm not talking boozy. I'm talking the burst of, like you have 3 or 4 of them, they destroy your palate just because it's like sensory overload.
Yeah.
But going back to them, I could be happy just drinking Green and Julius for the rest of my life.
Julius is, oh.
I mean, it's never not bad. It's correct. Their most consistent. I mean, Green, you'll see it change color here and there. Julius, I've never had a bad Julius.
Ooh.
Never.
Ooh.
It's a spectacular beer.
Do you think Treehouse is peaking? Is it has it peaked? Where do you think it is in terms of? It seems like the availability is getting a little easier. I mean, not that you can pick it up in the store, but it seems like you can go up there, you can pick up a case, you can pick up a few cases.
Two cases.
So yeah, that's the thing.
There was 15, 20 beers available, and you could get a case or two of each of them.
What does that tell you? That's what the Alchemist has become.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you go to Stowe. You can walk out of there with a case of Focal, a case of Heady, and a case of Crusher.
Yeah.
And those are... So, I think that they're not declining in quality, but they're becoming more of a niche beer. You're not going to go buy a case of it and drink 5 or 6 of them.
Right.
At least I'm not.
Yeah.
Maybe... And don't get me wrong. When I do, I enjoy every second of it until the next day.
Yeah.
And it's not a hangover. It's like, holy cow, I feel like I ate 3,000 calories, which I did, except I drank them. And I don't mean to sound like an old man, but they're a niche beer. I love grabbing a 4-pack of this caliber beer and having that, 1 or 2. And
right.
If I want to have more beers to go throughout the night, I'm going to something lighter.
Because
it's just, I like hanging out.
And that's been the transition I've made over the last year and a half. I remember the first couple of times I went up, it was like, max out. And that was, you had to, because you're going up for 3 or 4 beers and you're making the trip.
But it was different then.
You're
maxing, you had to take advantage of what you have.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got a case of Eureka, because like that was, you get a 24 of those, and then I got like 3 or 4 Haze, and you get the max that you can get. And now you can go up and you can get a case of literally every beer that they have available, and you're like, okay, I'm going to get, you know, 2 of these, I'm going to get one of those, 2 of these. You make like a 12-pack, but you get 12 different beers.
When Todd and Maura, my brother-in-law, when they used to go to Monson back in the day, Todd would bring a hat in the car and a hoodie.
So
and he and Maura would go and each get their own thing, get to the car, switch hoodies,
so
and then go back and double bang them.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I could, if I want 2 cases, my wife and I have to each go twice, dress differently, and then get to the car.
That's
like...
Funny.
But, you know, it was like...
Or you send your wife up with your 1-month-old.
Yeah, and the other thing,
we're not going to ask who did that.
The other thing, too, is they were open, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is what the original Monson was open.
Correct.
So to go up Wednesday, was when Todd would go, because he's like, all the people venture here on the weekends that are finding out about this.
Right.
Like, I go on Sundays now, too.
He's
like, I go on the way home from work on a Wednesday. I walk in, I'm the only guy in there. Yeah. Grab whatever.
Yeah,
I
so
want.
It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens, and we can chat about this and beers that we've been drinking. But over Easter, we drank, was it Pocket Wrench from Industrial Arts?
What'd you guys think? I've here's the deal. Wrench is
one of my favorite beers.
Hands down, top five.
Yeah,
no question.
Did we do the show top five? I think our last show was top five.
We just did top five that are regularly available.
Available. That's right.
Like a regular available top five.
That's right.
But Pocket Wrench, I've been looking at, and I've just kind of.
You haven't tried it yet?
No. I haven't, because it's funny. It's sitting right next to Wrench, and I'm like, so I know Wrench is going to be perfect.
I think that's the next phase in this.
Is it a lighter version?
It's lighter.
It
is. It's 4.2.
I think it was. Session level.
That's exactly.
But it tastes like drinking a complex, like one of these New England style IPAs.
So,
juicy, tropical.
So obviously Wrench is just a phenomenal top five beer.
Yeah.
Have you had Torque Wrench?
So that's where I'm going with this.
Okay. Is that the double?
That's the double. When Torque Wrench came out, I like... went on a freaking frenzy trying to find, like, if Wrench is this good, the double's got to be outrageous. Found it, drank it, hated it.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, you see, that's the big thing, right? You can't assume that because a single version of a beer that gets turned into a double is going to be double as good. Like, it's totally not, and that's a lesson learned, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, and that goes across the board.
Right, and so tried that, and then Pocket Wrench came out, and I was like,
got
okay.
burned the first time.
got to try it. It's phenomenal. Because it's just a light beer, it's got all the complexities and all the flavors of what you expect from Wrench.
Yeah.
But it's one that I picked up on Easter because I wanted to drink two or three of them.
Right.
And I didn't want to get hammered.
Right.
Whereas if I drink two or three Wrenches, I'm probably falling asleep.
Or you're just going to... You've already opened the door, so you're just going to keep going.
That's
like the point of no return. Ah, I've done three. I've had the last one.
Pocket Wrench is a great, great beer. And then I don't know if you guys were able to get your hands on the combo that they did with the Far East Brewing Company.
What was it called?
Far East? Is that from
Japan?
I know what you're talking about. I haven't had it. They had some of it. They might still have some of it at Ancona's.
If you can get your hands on that, it's the dual industrial arts.
Yep.
With basically Strata and Citra.
Yeah.
Yes.
Strata's that hop that you've been chasing, right?
Yeah, looking for anything that's got.
You know, so Strata is. Tell them a little bit about the background behind Strata.
So Strata is a new strain of hops that they came out with, or the University of Oregon did some.
So is it a man-made hop?
It's a man-made hop.
Okay.
They did a combo hybrid strain that came out in like 2017 or 2018. You're slowly starting to see it hop pop up in a few different beers. Kent Falls did a special
all alone
with Everywhere to Go. They did a special with Strata. And then you had the Far East with...
And what's the profile, the flavor of it?
Super fruity, citrusy.
Tropical.
It's very, very tropical. But it's more... I like Citra. That's one of my... Citra, Mosaic,
Citra's
Galaxy.
Galaxy.
Right?
Galaxy's like fruit punch.
Yeah, they're crazy, citrusy, in-your-face hops. And I feel like Strata takes it to a new level.
See, now, all right. Now, we've had this conversation on the podcast before about... The generation, and again, it's not, there's no insult here, and there's no ball breaking, but there's a big generation that's drinking these beers now that never drank the super piney, resiny ones, because they never really got into it until the juicy existed, right? So, again, I blame my brother for my love, my brother-in-law, Todd, the one that lives in Westboro, because he was a Boulder, Colorado guy. So he was drinking craft beer before the New England scene existed. It was Southern California and Lagunitas was small and whatnot. So drinking like the Averys and the Titan IPAs and the Smutty Noses was the first like northeast beer. These resiny like
tiny
perfect example.
Yeah,
G-Bot is that old school hop profile that really, to be honest, gets the nod. I'm all set these days because of the
juicy New England
style. And I'll be honest, I still love that.
I got to be in the mood to have a G.
Yeah.
It's not one of those that I'm just going to pull out of the fridge every night and be like, I'm going to have one of these. But
you do. There is a mood.
See,
when
now
you
here's
like,
the
oh,
thing,
I'm
though.
Drinking
these are mass market appealing beers.
Yeah.
Somebody that never drank an IPA will grab a juicy IPA and be like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my wife is.
Exactly.
She'll drink a Julius.
Great example.
Yeah. So, guys, we're moving now to Julius. So, that's what we've just poured. So, we want to do a compare contrast of King Julius next to the Julius. So, as you can see, you know, from the color, it's definitely lighter, right? So it's almost like a golden.
Yeah, it's like an orange juice.
And the flavor doesn't jump out like the King Julius. As soon as you cracked open the King Julius, I mean,
the aroma, because the aroma. Flavor on this
is
as close to orange juice as beer gets.
Yeah, and the nose is very juicy. Awesome. It's like a pulp-filled orange juice, right? See, fresh squeezed.
I thought the nose on the King Julius was much stronger. We got that sitting here.
Yeah. Right.
But the explosion of the juice, I'm getting far.
Yeah, I'm also, it's a crisper. I get crisp.
There's definitely Julius more crisp in the regular Julius. I feel like there's a bit more of a flavor profile to the regular Julius.
Yeah.
Whereas the King Julius, I feel like there's more of a hoppiness to it.
Yeah. Now, I wonder if that's because of the alcohol content. What is the alcohol content difference there?
I mean, 6.8 versus 8.2. So I
think some of that alcohol content probably pulls it together, makes it a little heavier.
And they're brewed and canned within 10 days of each other, so it's not like they are...
That's interesting. That's, But it's funny how smooth the King is, right?
There's a lot of beers. That Farnham one that I pointed out to you guys when we got in here, I thought that's like... So the Sophist Spoken, which we are doing next.
Nice.
We are doing that next. That Farnham and that, one of them's 8.2, one of them's 8.5.
Yeah.
And when I took my sip of them, I was like, God damn, those are good. You know, and then I was like, Jesus Christmas. Like, these are 8.5. Like, same sort of reaction as that King Julius. Like, wow, these are dangerous. These are delicious and dangerous. I want to get back to the session beer talk real quick.
Oh, yeah. Because go for it.
I think that is a market that is feeding our generation.
Ooh, okay.
Dads.
Yeah.
Younger dads, not grandfathers, but dads that...
I don't want to wake up tomorrow morning to my son crying and my head splitting open.
I am going to wake up, so I just want to feel the best I can
do. Right. Like, yeah. With a complete and utter hangover.
Have a drink, coming home from work, take the edge off.
So I'm not a big all-day IPA fan. Yeah. I just don't think it tastes that good. I think it's very watery, and there's Founders makes great beers.
Yeah.
But the one session that I will buy regularly, we've talked about this, is Lil' Heaven by Two Roads. Lil' Heaven, again... It's got that. It made me think of it because you were saying that fluffy, kind of pocket wrench feel, where it's like I feel like I'm having a beer. Oh wow, it's 4.2. Like,
yeah,
this is great. I could go outside in the sun, and this isn't going to mess me up in 2 hours.
So special story, Lil' Heaven. That was the first beer I had when my first son was born in the hospital.
Was it really?
Cracked that open, shared that with father-in-law and my dad.
That's funny.
Love that.
That's a Lil' Heaven.
Love that. Good story. You know what's funny is I never brought beers to the hospital.
That's the first thing my wife wanted. She wanted an Italian combo and a beer.
My wife wanted a steak. And she ordered like 4 of them. And I'm not kidding. And I was like, Jesus. And she's like, are you running out? I was like, I'll do whatever you'd like.
Yeah, whatever you'd like.
No problem.
You're like, I gotta stay here. She's like, what do you want? I was like, combos and a Mountain Dew. She's like, did you smoke some pot?
Come on.
I'm good.
What have you guys been drinking? Why don't we go through kind of what's in the fridge? I've been working through.
You have a treehouse collection.
I have a treehouse collection that was through the brother-in-law, the hookup there. So I've been working through that. I think so far I had a Julius, I had a Green, I had Bright. So kind of working through, I actually need to post them. So go onto the podcast, The Mad Hopper, 2Ds on Instagram. You can follow along as I share kind of those, as I'm drinking through that. You know, we'll try it if we get to it today, but the Kitchen Sink, I believe it's called, from Two Roads.
Yeah.
So supposedly it's super piney. So it's kind of like all hops, old school. So it'll be interesting to see as we go through that. Pocket Wrench was one that I had that was very enjoyable. Interesting. So my wife ran a marathon this past weekend. At the end of the race, you know, it's traditional. They give out the beer ticket and you're drinking beer. So this is the first time I've seen it. And we've been to a few marathons now. It's a beer called 26.2. So it was, nice. I think, created for the Boston Marathon. At least it has all the colors and everything. And it's brewed with sea salt. So my wife, I didn't even, I wasn't looking
at
whatever.
Is it a Goza?
Yeah. So I didn't know much about this. So this was, has been a learning experience. So she gave it to me. I tasted it. I was like, wow, that's really good. Now, I had been with the kids for about 4 hours at that point, trying to, you know, corral them.
She could have handed you a glass of, like, Fireball.
You're yeah, you've been, this is great. This is great. Best beer I've ever had. So, anyway.
Is that soda?
So, that might have been influencing me. But in all seriousness, like, I love that flavor. I think we've talked about this. Brooklyn Summer Ale is one of my favorite. I love the summer beers. We get into the summer, kind of those crisp, maybe a little bit salty flavored beers is something that I love. So I tasted it. I was like, wow, this is great. And I started telling people about it, and it came up Goza. Yeah. So I don't really, tell me a little bit, what do you know
Goza,
about Goza?
Goza's got big in the last 3 years in reaction to the session beer. So you had a lot of people that were like, and I think, in my opinion, I think Lawson Super Session birthed Goza's. And what I mean by that is, people were buying the SIP. This is when SIP first came out.
Yep.
And they were like, all right, $13.99 a four-pack, $14.99. It's now like $16. I mean, it depends on where you go. Yeah.
$20 in some places.
Yeah. And you know what? I had some last night on tap
SIP?
At $8.50.
SIP?
I haven't had SIP in forever on
How
tap.
How was it?
And I was like, wow, you have that on tap tonight? And they were like, yeah. I was like, I took Park out. Meg left to go to France. I was like, Park, go out to dinner.
Yeah.
It was like $8.50. I'm like,
nice.
Done. And they had SIP.
Nice.
So I was like, I have a SIP. They gave it to me in an Imperial pint glass, number one. Yeah. Two of them. Yeah, I was like, you guys are great. That's fine with me.
That's when we had Founders at Village and they were pouring it in pint glasses, right?
So I had a pint and I was like, wow, I haven't had it. Like, I really haven't. I haven't bought a four-pack of SIP in God knows how long.
Yeah.
And I took a SIP and I was like, all right. It's like, okay, you got me. Like, it's still a good beer.
Yeah.
Is it anything that you're going to hunt down anymore? No. But is it a great beer still? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It was great.
I got one for Christmas, and I was like, all right, you know, like, this is good. I had it in the fridge, popped it open one day, and I'm like, damn. Like,
It's still
really
good.
It's a good
it's
beer.
It's just a solid. I mean, it's that same solid that Headway is, or, like, it's just a good beer.
It just scares
me. If it was priced at Headway, forget
that's,
about.
Yeah, completely.
It just scares me that I can find it at the mobile station. I mean, that's
the
thing.
They have it, like,
it's, like, the weirdest thing.
So... Super Set or SIP came out, and then along with SIP, I think their first Super Session was number eight.
Yeah.
Super Session number eight came out, and it was a six pack of small cans for $14.99.
Yeah.
And so many people were like, $14.99 for 4% alcohol? Like, I'm not, I don't care how good it tastes. Like, that's just, why wouldn't I buy a four pack of SIP as opposed to this? So I feel like that happened on quite a bit of the sessions out of the gate.
Yeah.
In fact, Hoptical Illusion. Who makes Hoptical Illusion? It's Long Island.
Blue Point,
yes. Blue Point came out with a four-pack session, and they used the Headway business model. $6.99. Four tall boys.
For $6.99?
For a mosaic single-hopped session beer. And it's the best value on the shelf, on top of any IPA or double, because it's literally $6.99 for four tall boys at like 4.5% on a mosaic symbol hop. They're spectacular. But what happened is, when those sessions came out, the competitor was the Berliner Weiss, the Goza, every beer brand. Two Roads partnered up with
Hooker?
These guys. Evil Twin, and they made that Geyser Goza. It's that weird-looking four-pack. There was a lot of them that hit the market, and all of them were sub 5% alcohol. And all of them were like that brewed with the, not Brettanomyces, but like those, like what they use in the lactose beers now. They have like that yogurty kind of, like, probiotic-y feel.
The brother-in-law.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to get into it. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to be, because they're priced.
These are the Gozas.
The Gozas. And the Berliner Weisses. Because they're priced. They're the same alcohol content as the Sessions.
Yeah.
But they're priced at half the price.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. It's summertime. Like, I can get into a sea salt, something light.
Yeah.
Middle of the day. And I drank them. And they just
tore me up. Yeah.
Couldn't, my stomach got just harsh.
Did you like them besides that?
The flavor, I mean, again, for, am I going to drink one when it's chilly out? No.
Yeah.
Like, they are a very situational.
Yeah.
They're when I'm going to drink a shandy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if I'm, like, going to Nashville, ruined me for Shandy's, because the entire time we were there, we're like, when we went out to eat, we went out to this place called the Pinewood Social. And I told you about this. The in-house, like, on their menu is their in-house made shandy. And they have a juicing machine, and they have the grapefruits. And they're like, you want a shandy? And you're like, yeah, we'll take a picture of them. And they take a picture, and they filled it up halfway with High Life. And then they hit the button, and you watch the grapefruits go through, like, at Whole Foods. It's and they cut them, and they just juice right into that picture of High Life. And then pour for you.
Nashville sounds like a dangerous place.
From 9 o'clock in the morning until midnight, and get nice and buzzed, and they are freaking delicious.
We could do like a whole show on Nashville.
Exactly. but the whole... So
What we need to do is find a few breweries that are down there. We'll get some of the
that's
beer
the thing.
We'll do a show.
I couldn't tell. I mean, we drank nothing but low-end beer there. And
yeah.
I was completely fine with it.
Yeah.
But...
Do you have a bologna sandwich?
What was that?
Fried bologna
yes.
sandwich.
Yes. I right next door to Tootsie's.
Oh,
you're on Broadway.
Me.
Right by where the draft was. Yeah. Literally, right there. I actually, where you were going with what you're drinking as far as the summer goes, I Del's Shandy by Narragansett, I will buy that all day. It's the only Shandy I really like because it doesn't taste like Orangina. It's literally like lemon
in the beer.
A Gansett.
That's awesome.
And I will go to that versus a Session or a Gozo in the warmer weather.
What have you been drinking?
Trying to make my way through a Vermont haul that I had.
Oh, that's right. You
were talking about the zero gravity stuff.
We spoke about several of them, and
yep.
Wolf, was it, or what's the...
Little Wolf.
Little Wolf.
Which, I mean, if I could find Little Wolf in this area, that would be my go-to beer. I could drink 12 of those on a weekend.
And that's
without a problem.
That's Little Wolf.
That's zero gravity.
That's right in Burlington.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
I mean, it's an incredible...
See, that you want to talk about going to a place where you can go to one town and park a car and hit... I mean, you guys saw the post when I was up there over the summer, and it was like, all right, we're going to Foley Brothers, we're going to Foam. I mean, we literally, and they were all 4 minutes, like boom, boom, boom. I mean, they're all right there. Burlington Beer Company with Wizard. What did you, had a Burlington Beer Company.
So I had two. I had, it's complicated being a wizard.
You had the Pheasant King.
And then I had Pheasant King, yep. Which I actually had to save for my wife, who... after giving birth, that was what she wanted because I gave her a sip while she was pregnant
and she was like,
it tasted like juice. And she was like, that's ridiculous. I slugged the rest of it so she couldn't get any more of it.
And you saved the other for her.
And I saved the other
for
her.
God damn it, she deserved it. The best one, this guy, I've never seen before since I had it. It's called Orbital Elevator by them.
By Burlington.
Yeah. And it's a hybrid, kind of almost like the... So it's a wheat double kind of combination, which I'm not big on. It was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't make a bad beer.
The King was, when you say juice, it was just straight juice. And I think it was 8.5% too, and it was just a
dangerous juice.
Dangerous beer.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Foam is where you got to get to.
So I got two. I had two Foam. I actually don't even know what the names were because I was looking on the can trying to figure it out. And the way that they draw on their art.
Yeah, they're it's definitely a fun house.
It's Vermont. So I had two of those, which were outstanding. And then I've been trying to go through.
You had Fiddle too, right? Fiddlehead.
I had Second Fiddle.
What did you think of it?
I had Second Fiddle probably about a year ago, which I was not a huge fan of. I didn't really like it that much. And then had it again recently. And obviously the palate has changed over time. And it was better than what I remember. I enjoyed it.
It's a big beer.
But it's still not something that I would search after. I think if I had the opportunity to get Mastermind...
Mastermind.
That would be my go-to for.
So we had a bunch of Mastermind that Todd brought to Block Island one year. He brought a bunch of Night Shift morphs and all that, and he brought a Mastermind, and it wasn't a tall boy can. I remember.
No,
that.
They're
little guys,
and they're like 9%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but aren't they? But it's a rotating thing, so they're not all consistent every time.
I think it's a seasonal beer. I don't know if
it's
rotating.
Once a year. They release it once a year, and it's released.
It's
released very similar. Yeah, but it's released. I want to say it's like July 5th. It's like after a holiday.
Okay.
But it's released once a year. I think it's got like a 2-case limit, and there's a party circled around it. So they have a party at the Brew Pub, like they have bands and the whole nine yards for their release.
That's phenomenal.
And you
what is this one again? This
Mastermind.
Is Mastermind.
So that the best beer I've ever had by Fiddlehead is Fiddlehead Ale. Their original beer on tap in Vermont is, I'll take that over all of them. Mastermind's good, but I think Mastermind rode the hype train for a while because it was so limited.
Yeah. All right, what are we drinking next? What do we got
this
here?
Is,
we're moving on from Julius and Treehouse.
So this is Single Cut. It's from Astoria, Queens.
All right.
We're
doing a lot of non-CT beers tonight.
I do not like almost all Single Cut beers.
Really?
Because their IBUs are like 130.
Yeah.
It's like drinking pepper.
Right.
And this one is a lot lower. It is... See, now it's 131. And you're going to be like, whoa, because we just had ones that were like 50 and 60.
Yeah.
So it's intimidating, but this is the one beer that they make where I'm like, God, this is...
You're all in on this one.
All in on
So Single Cut is pretty good distribution, right? You see them in the stores around. What are their big beers that...
Billy Watt and TNT, and they make a great stout called Heavy Boots of Lead.
Heavy Boots of Lead.
Now that's not as hazy as the Julius.
It's not as hazy. No, looks like
nothing's as hazy as Treehouse.
What's it smell like?
I love this beer.
I'm not getting a lot of nose off this one.
No, not a lot.
Pretty simple.
Just a good drinking beer. And that's not peppery and piney for as high as the IBUs are. You can't say it's in the same category as Julius. I'm not claiming it is.
So it's interesting. You mentioned the IBUs being so high. I was expecting piney, right?
On the back end, there's a little bit of bittering units.
Okay, there's a little. Now I'm getting the bitter off the back end, but on the front, there's on the front, it's not. It's very smooth. What's the alcohol content in this one?
8.6.
Another big boy.
I think.
Wow. You can taste more of the alcohol.
On the backside.
Yep.
Completely. It doesn't have... The alcohol... Why is that? Is it because it's maxed by hops that you don't taste it in the King Julius? Like, why is it that you don't get that after
that thought? Burn?
Now, don't get me wrong. I don't mind drinking and being like, wow, there's booze in that. Like, I don't know. To a degree. Like, right. You know. I don't want it to burn my throat.
Right.
I'm not. If I want that, I'll drink bourbon.
Which you did.
Which I do.
But that's the staple, I think, that you find with the Treehouse beers is no matter what beer you drink, whether it's a lower end Eureka where it's in the 4% range to the King Julius where it's over 8%, they're all smooth straight through. You have that fluffy feel to it, and it just goes down easy, and you can't taste any of that alcohol burn. Just more of the hop and the flavor and the different profile to it.
I remember I was talking music with a buddy of mine who's a musician, Taylor Carson.
It was a great concert. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Great musician. Give him a shout out. Look him
Taylor
up.
Taylor Carson. I was talking to him about Dave because I've seen Dave a million times, and he was like, "I don't go."
What's wrong with America?
He was like, "Yeah, but I saw Dave before it was cool." When he was playing in Hammerstein Ballroom.
Oh, I want to do a crossover to music. Tell your story. Right,
I was talking to Taylor, this is years ago, about Dave, and he's like, I don't like seeing Dave anymore. And I was like, why not? And it wasn't like because his sellout, and it was none of that. He was like, they're too perfect. He's like, Carter Beaufort, the drummer, nobody messes up. There's nothing. You go to that show, and they're great, and they're great musicians, and
they're
make
consistent.
Great music,
you see the same show every time, no matter
great.
What.
He's like, but there's something about going to see live music where it's like you want to see the human aspect and then the improv to fix it. And that's the thing I think that I probably have a problem with Treehouse after a while, because I'm like, they're too good. Like, it's good beer, but it's like, well, Jesus, I want to know I'm drinking. It's not fun. Like, you know, does that make sense? Like, it's, there's a level of, you guys have gone too far. And you're taking
you've ruined it for everyone.
You ruined it a little bit. Like,
where do we go from
exactly.
here?
Exactly. Like, all right, we got to the top, you've summited it. Now what? So it's hard because I always think of, I think of the story Taylor told me because I was like, I don't have an argument. You're right. Like, they don't mess up. They don't go off key. They don't screw up anything. And
it's too good.
And Julius and all of the Treehouse beers, there's not a single Treehouse beer you drink and you're like, ugh, bad batch. That doesn't happen.
No.
If that happens, you don't ever see it. It doesn't make it to you.
But that's why I think it's fun and interesting. You mentioned that they had their, you know, their original staple, their go-to, the 5 years. And that's why when they start branching out and creating the very greens, the alter egos, the very hazies, they become fun to see where are they going to take it, where are they going to, you know, try and push the one to the next one, the curiosity series that they go to.
Yeah.
I remember I went up there one day, we went just to actually hang out, and...
Have you ever had Good Morning?
No.
Is that a Treehouse?
It's one of the steps.
It might still be the number one beer. That overtook Hetty. That's what overtook Hetty as the Beer Advocate number one beer in the world. I don't know if it's currently the number one beer, but that was what overtook Hetty, and it was like...
Have you had it? No.
Those are limited.
That's like a three times a year brew, yeah. And again, they unannounced, and they don't can it.
No, it's bottled.
It's growler fill only.
They don't do growlers. They're bottled.
Interesting.
Yep. Hmm. They've been suspended on the growlers for a year or two. But yeah, I mean, we went up there, and you can obviously get pints that are not canned. So you go up, buy your cans, and then you can hang out.
And you can sit in the Adirondack chair
there. Yeah, and you can hang out, and they give you a limit of two beers. And they generally have a different selection of on tap than what's canned for that day. So you get an opportunity to try some different things.
That's good, which is nice.
And so I got an opportunity to try one of the Curiosity series, and the guy that I was buying the cans from, he goes, trust me, Curiosity, I think it was 54. And they give you the whole description of what's in it, the hops, the flavor profile, the whole thing. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm really looking at, like, Curiosity 53. Like, that one looks really good. He goes, dude, trust me. Get the 54. If you don't like it, I'll give you a free ticket. And I was like, fine. Yeah. So got my two tickets, went up, got the 54, drank it. I was like, oh, my God, this is incredible. Went back, got another 54. Like, it was just, you know, so that's where it becomes fun to see. Is like, where are they going to take
the experimentals?
Yeah.
Correct. And you have to expect that at some point these curiosities – turn into the rotational beers in Typhoon and Hurricane, and they end up saying, "Wow, that was really good," and it turns out to be a Tornado beer.
You took Bren to Brewport.
Yeah, I did.
We went to Brewport.
So Brew Lab. Okay, that's what I was just going to do. Yeah. My sticker's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
They have experimental after experimental.
Yeah, what was it? The Liberty True something.
Turbidity Lucidity.
Yeah. It's awesome. They actually, I keep looking at it. I want to go up. They have it for in cans. I want to go get a six pack of it.
Have you been to Aztec?
I haven't. I want to go check it out.
The tasting room is the size of this room.
It's like a garage, right? It's like an old gas station.
Literally, the garage opens up. The bar is two of those hutches. And there's like four stools and three or four high tops and one TV. And that's it.
And canning?
They have cans of that one. Because I remember it was really, really good.
I remember that. That was the best one we had.
I want to go check it out and pick it up at some point. But
Aspetuck. That was Meg and I, we did Aspetuck, we did Brewport, and we did Two Roads. This is when Two Juicy was first canned. And they'd run out of the cans. They're like, we got growlers. And I was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
But we went to Aspetuck because I was like, we're right here in Black Rock. Like, let's check it out.
And the pizza was amazing.
Here's at Brewport, yeah.
Yeah. Part about my life that I kicked myself. So I lived in college maybe a mile from Aspetuck. Never knew it was there.
How long has it been around?
I don't know, but where they're situated, my apartment in college was a mile. I lived on Black Rock Turnpike.
Yeah.
So I was a mile away.
I was like being a block from Captain Lawrence when they were in their Pleasantville facility. Like, I remember going in there and it was free. Like, if you walked in, they would give you a little cup and you could drink taste whatever you want. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's all has changed now.
No, everything's changed now.
All right, so the last one we want to touch on is Two Roads. So Two Roads is doing crazy stuff. I mean, they've opened up this new experimental, so very similar to an Aspetuck.
Yeah, but isn't the experimental focusing mainly on sours?
Sours, and I think...
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Have you had Little Juicy?
I have.
We talked about that, right?
I think
I've had Little Juicy. Yes.
I think we had it actually during a podcast because I had gotten some.
It might be on. I remember it was good. I don't think it like blew me away or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a fan of Too Juicy. The problem is like everything. It's like you can only really have one Too Juicy, right? Or, I mean, it's just tough.
I put Too Juicy, Crusher, Second Fiddle. They're all in that same league where it's like I'm not like a Crusher or a Second Fiddle or a Too Juicy. Too Juicy rivaled Sip when they were the first. I remember seeing those two together.
Yeah.
Sip, you could drink a couple of.
Yeah.
Too Juicy, I was like,
it just
squashed your tongue. Like I was like, God,
and that's probably why they came out with Too Juicy. Did you have it? What'd you think?
So I did. I had Little Juicy. I found it. I didn't like it. It had a bit of a sour to it.
Interesting.
It was very light. There was a bit of a sour to it. Not a ton of flavor. In my opinion, it was a bit
muted,
a bit watered
light.
Down,
commercialized. That's what I felt like.
I mean, it's good, right? It's a good beer,
right?
Like if you go out to a baseball game and they have that, you're gonna get that all day over like your standard
absolutely.
Stadium.
But
it's not something you're seeking out.
I probably would not buy it again in the store if I had a choice between that and Wrench or Pocket Wrench.
Yeah.
I would probably leave that on the shelf and grab something else. But
yeah,
I found that there was like a hint, and you mentioned the sours. That's why I had a hint of a sour to it, a bit of a wateriness, and it was just
thin.
Exactly. Yeah, it's exactly right.
Yeah. So I think it's called Area 2, which will be nice. So actually, one of my coworkers for the grand opening, it was like his birthday, they took a trip out there and they got a tour of it. So it sounds really cool. So definitely something I want to check out. But another coworker, I'm gonna give him a shout out, Mike, hooked me up with this yesterday. Randomly found it on my desk. Very, very generous.
See, like T90 hop pellets, lupulin powder.
Yeah.
You know who made lupulin powder famous is Captain Lawrence.
Oh, interesting. Was that the Powder Dreams?
Powder Dreams was the first like commercial beer around here that advertised lupulin powder.
Interesting.
Which is basically milled lupulin hops.
So just hops. Yeah, so this
resin
is...
resin from the hops, then milled.
Yeah, so imagine this. Everything but the kitchen sink IPA, ale hopped with T90 hop pellets, hop extract, lupulin powder, TNT hop blend, hop hash, and hop distillate.
Yeah. It's going to be about...
We're going to chew this.
So this
is a chunky one.
It's a 7.2, right? It's a 7.2, but looking forward to seeing how this one... So Two Roads, I think, getting really creative. I think they're kind of in that game of like, listen, variety is the spice of life. We got to get, let's throw as much shit as we can
against
the wall
and see what sticks.
Completely. which is fine because I think for people like us, I like to just try different stuff.
Favorite way to drink beers is how we're drinking beers.
I'm glad you brought that
and
up.
And you just said, what did you say? Well, maybe I'll have two tonight.
Drew here is texting
us.
Hey, everybody bring three beers and that way we'll end up with three beers tonight.
That's what I'm
saying. Drew, are you going to work tomorrow?
We're almost there.
All right.
We're almost there. I'm going to go get one of those Farnams after this.
Actually, I am looking forward to trying that one too.
Yeah,
can we finish off maybe with a nice porter? I mean, that would just be a nice
Imperial Stout Trooper from 2 years ago, aged in America.
Actually, you gave me one.
Yeah,
and that was delicious.
It's like chocolate milk.
Oh, my goodness. But it's a nice nightcap.
Fine with me.
All right, let's see how far we go. All right, so kitchen from Two Roads, everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah, it's going to be piney.
The nose isn't jumping out at me.
You know what nose is jumping? You see, you taste this after what we tasted.
There's nothing.
Well, there's zero juice, which is fine, but there's zero.
Very piney. Very piney. I'm glad we drank it after the single cut. It's softer on the end, though.
It's completely soft because of what we had before.
I think especially drinking it after the single cut.
There's
right?
no juice in that because
none.
You've been juiced out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you get a lot of juice of this to begin with, but it's also, the carbonation's really light.
I was going to say that, it seems flat.
It's very, very smooth in that regard by mouthfeel. I'm not talking, you don't taste the alcohol in it, but.
So it's interesting in that it's also similar to that single cut we just drank. It doesn't say IBU, so I'm wondering if.
And it's not, yeah, it might say that.
I couldn't find it, so it's interesting. I would say pretty standard if you're looking for something that's got a high, it's got to have a higher IBU count, I've got to imagine.
I have no idea. I mean, you can look it up, but
I don't know that I would enjoy more than one of these, if not an entire can.
So I'm not a huge fan of the higher IBUs of the
And
like you said at the beginning of the show, you got to be in the mood, right? Yep. There is a time you come home and you're like, you know what? I want a G-Bot.
You know when high IBU is good, I think?
Yeah.
And again, this is stepping into, I always joked with Meg because she would pair wine with food and I'd be like, if I'm having super spicy, super piney is good.
Interesting.
Like, I don't necessarily need juice with spice.
Interesting.
Although it goes with it, but a G-Bot to me and like spicy Mexican.
Yeah.
Or like a spicy set of nachos. Or just spice.
Which is interesting because generally you think of like a Modelo or like a Corona, just something softer. Like softer and like watery.
Yeah, no, I like with stew, for example, I'll drink a brown or a stout, whatever. But what holds up to a stew is a piney IPA, not a juicy IPA. Sure. I don't want the juice with it, but if I have like a G-Bot resin pine with a nice stew in the winter, like that holds up great.
Do we still
or have with breakfast?
Do we
or with breakfast? At a piney at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
He sent me a picture of him.
Huevos Ranchero.
What was I gonna say? Oh, our brown. We owe the fans all 17 of you. We owe you.
You're so generous.
I probably know half.
You're so generous.
We owe you a show on the Browns because we have talked about that and we want to get. And, you know, in my limited amount of time researching it, I've actually found that Black Hog has one of the top-rated browns. It's their
granola.
Their granola brown.
They're nut brown.
Which I picked up a six-pack. I've got one left. It is. It's not bad. You know, us discussing browns and then drinking them has really kind of turned me around a little bit.
Brooklyn Brown, to this day, is the best brown I've ever had. And I don't seek them out. Every once in a while, I'll be like, I'm really in the mood for it.
Yeah.
And you know where I found it? In Nashville, I found Brooklyn Brown on tap, and I was like, yes!
Did you drink it?
Yeah, I did.
Like, yes.
I got a 32-ounce Stein.
Give me a 32.
It was magical. And it was nitro. It was even better.
We used to drink Newcastle.
Yes.
Which is a brown.
It's a great brown.
I was big on Newcastle.
Yeah.
About honey brown. Time. I was a big honey brown guy in high school.
It's funny. So we're going to do a show. We're going to pop a few of those out. We're going to talk about them because it's kind of the dying art. You know, people used to drink a lot of browns. Now it's kind of, it's fizzling out.
Dude, Indian Brown by Dogfish. Do you remember that beer?
Indian Brown by
Dogfish was a great, and it was... It's Brown Dog. Ellie's Brown Dog.
Yeah.
Indian Brown by Dogfish was a higher alcohol. It lets you know, it stung you a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great, and then they had that Raisin Detra. Raisin Detra.
Yeah.
Which was brewed with raisins. Raisins was the malt. Great beers.
Moving into the spring, what are we looking forward to drinking? Or there's some beers that we're like, you know what, season's changing, it's getting a little warmer. We're not into summer, we're not hitting the beach yet. Are there things we're looking forward to drinking?
I got back from Tennessee.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the last time I bought a 6-pack of Miller Lite and a half gallon of grapefruit juice.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I've also bought a 6-pack of Dell's since it's been out, but... I'm going to keep drinking the IPAs.
Yeah, you're going to still go strong.
I mean, Adele's Shandy doesn't taste good in January.
Right.
When you stand at your grill in July, it tastes phenomenal.
Right. It tastes great.
So I'll be honest, and you can make fun of me all you want for this one. We have a history on this.
That's okay.
Goose Island.
Which one?
312.
So that's like your...
The wheat.
The wheat beer.
Great
beer.
That's like your go-to.
That is,
you know,
pick it
not
up.
Not for nothing, you can make fun of me right back. I will buy every summer, without fail, a 12-pack of Sam Summer cans.
Yeah.
Because there's something about it that's like the nostalgic, like, I love this beer forever.
I will, and I'll go through five or six of them on a Saturday, and like, I won't feel a thing.
Exactly.
But they're just, they're crushable.
We talk about delicious. We talk about this on the show, so mine will be Cold Snap. This time of the year, we get
Sam
to the
Cold
spring,
Snap.
Sam Cold Snap's like a go-to. You know, we get to the summer, I'll pick up Bud Light... I'll pick up Bud Light with the, what is it, lime. I'll pick up Bud Light lime. Hanging out on the beach, drink a few Bud Light limes. No. So it's there.
Dude, the grains of paradise, the lemon zest. I'm a sucker for it. I'm not going to lie. I liked it better years ago before they started throwing all sorts of stuff in.
And it's good. It breaks up the King Julius. And yeah, exactly.
I don't know that I would drink a King Julius in 80, 90 degree weather.
So it's
I would drink a Julius.
So it's funny, you brought them to Delaware last year. Yes. And we drank a few on the beach, right?
Yep.
But it wouldn't be like kind of your first reaction, right? Like to bring a big IPA onto the beach.
You see, now I could drink a King Julius on the evening side of a summer night.
Yes.
Well, after.
Agreed. If I'm sitting on the beach at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm probably not going to.
No.
But I'm totally okay with... Again, I think it falls along the line of you're going to find that when the hot weather is here, there's going to be a bunch of Miller High Life in my fridge.
Yeah.
That's my favorite shit beer by all means. Or Narragansett Tall Boys. I don't do the PBR. I'm okay with it, but...
$1 PBRs.
I am going to have a plentiful bounty of crap beer and 2 4-packs of really good stuff.
Yeah.
Because if it's hot and it's in the middle of the day, I'm going to have a nice one. Yeah. After that, if I'm like, you know what, there's people here, I'm drinking cruise control beer.
Love it.
Like, let's stay right here. Let's have a good time. Let's not load up on 8% doubles or else tomorrow's going to suck, you know? but that's what the warm weather, that's what brings out. I'm looking forward to
yeah.
I mean, I'm also... this goes back to my thing. What's your favorite beer to drink in the summer, guys? You know what mine is? The one that's in my hand. I don't care what it is. Whatever I have in that moment, I grabbed it because that's what I wanted to drink.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what places like Nod Hill does over the summer, right? Kind of the creativity around the local breweries, what Two Roads does. I'm looking forward to kind of watching that because I think people want the variety.
Well, Two Roads does Road Jam.
Okay.
Which is their summer... it's made with raspberries. Yeah. So when you pour it, it literally looks like Hawaiian Punch. It's red. I don't know what else they have besides Lil Heaven and Road Jam.
I had Road Jam at a beer festival.
Is it? Was that like 5 years ago?
Never had it.
And it was... It's got...
Is it too fruity?
Is it like a lambic? Like that sweet...
It's got a tang to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is it might not be a goza, but it's of that style.
Yeah, nice.
Because it's made with raspberry
so
juice,
this
right?
was, so 5 years ago is before I took the, headfirst dive into the IPA land, and my wife liked Road Jam. Mm-hmm. So that gives you...
Well, it's like lambic. Like lambic frambois is a... basically fermented raspberry juice.
And that's,
so it is, it's got it's a basis. It's more like wine.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I mean, and an hour and a half into the beer festival, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. Yeah.
Way like a Coke is really good after about 17 beers.
Yes.
What was that Danbury Beer Festival? We got, was it Dr. Root Beer? It was the, remember we got to the end and it was like.
Your father's root beer.
It was a different variation of that, but same concept. Same it was a soda, but it was a alcoholic beer type.
Oh, yeah, they have Not Your Father's Root Beer, which is...
Correct. That was a big... This was
like a different one.
Yeah, it was like Cherry Coke or whatever, and I was just crushing it. And then somebody actually ended up getting me a can of it from, the back, put it in my pocket. A couple days later, I was like, oh, I can't wait. This was so good. Opened it, I was like,
this is so bad.
Yeah, Not Your Father's Root Beer had a hype train that followed it to come into Connecticut. I remember I got my first 6-pack. I was like, dude, this stuff's awesome. I made it through three of them. I was like, I'm never drinking it again.
This is horrible.
This stuff's terrible.
All right, Jen. So I think that's a wrap for tonight. Sorry, we had a lot to catch up on. We had a lot to drink. We wanted to bring you the King Julius. We wanted to compare it to the Julius. Thank you for sticking with us. We are going to sign off, and we're going to dive into an Imperial Stout Trooper, but we'll give you those reviews in the next show. Hit us up on Instagram, The Mad Hopper. That's 2D's Mad Hopper. And shout us out. Give us some love. Tell us what you're drinking. See ya.
I'm just going to rinse these real quick.